Tzimin Kuf Gimel Sif Yud Beis. Continuing Hilchos Yom Tov. So Chayev Kolon Lashkiya Chabanei Beis Shelo Yitayla B'Makom Sheyobi Chas V'Shalom Yidei Kalos Rosh. You have to be careful on your Bnei Bayis that they shouldn't travel anywhere on Yom Tov that's going to bring them to levity, as they say. Bis Arvim Am Kale Im Kale Das. When you mix them in with people that are not that are, you know, they're literally lightheaded, meaning they don't take life so serious. Rakiu kadoshim ki kadosh hayom. They have to be kadosh because it's a holy day. Yom Tov is a holy day. All right. Fine, but that's obviously applies to a whole year, not just Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is even more. Matzah Yom Tov l'chol ay l'chol amayid. If it's Matzah Yom Tov to weekday or to chol amayid, I'm a betfila atoch and atano. Umavdal alakoyis, you make avdal alakoyis. Av loyal never loyal b'samim, not on ner b'samim. Ner b'samim is just for Shabbos. There's no neshama yisera on Yom Tov, and fire on Matzah Shabbos was fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, so that's why. But not on Matzah Yom Tov. Yud Dalid. Noig and Larbis Ktsas Bachilush Tia Bayam Shalachar Chag Bachol Shalash Vagolim. The meaning is to have a little bit more food and drink on the day after Yom Tov, and that's called Isru Chag, which really means like tying up the Yom Tov. For Noig and Chain Masan and Bay Afilu Chas Makal Vyam Chiposan Vila Yotzai. Even a Chas Makala on the day of the wedding, don't fast. Ube Isru Chag Shalachar Chag Ashuas. And Isru Chag after Shavuos, Gam Mitzadadin, also Lusanas, but even Mitzadadin, it's also the fast of Shavuos, Man Shavuos, and Mikdash HaYikayim, and Chol Shavuos B'Shabbos, if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, Yom Tibuach Karbonis, B'Yom Shel Acharav, they shechted always on Sunday. Aval Shel Pesach, or Shel Sukkis, because it was not, the Karbonis were not Toich HaShabbos. They would bring on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So therefore, that's why Me'ikar Adin, it's also to fast on Isru Chag even of Shavuos. Okay, Simen Kuf Dalet, Dine Chol HaMoed. So at least we'll get most of Chol HaMoed in here. We'll get all of Chol HaMoed in tonight, Bez Hashem. So Ubay Chaval seems that Aleph Cholamayid also b'ktsas melachos and mutter b'ktsas and Cholamayid is mutter to do some and also to do others. I know Komashu l'tzarech hachilul Cholamayid or liyamtiv, anything that's required for eating for Cholamayid or for yamtiv. V'chein melacha b'davar ha'avod, if it's going to be a loss, I know shim liyasena yovel they have said, if you're not going to do it, you're going to come to have a loss. Mutter la'saisa, then it's allowed to be done. You have to be very careful not to do melacha that's also on Chol HaMoed. Ki Amar Rabbi Seinu, Hamachal es Chol HaMoed ki ilu oivir avodah zarah. It really says a machal es a moed, but many learn that it means Chol HaMoed. It's as if you did avodah zarah. Now, a davar avod means if it's going to be a loss. A lack of gain is not a davar avod. It's a very important point. I mean, you have something, you have merchandise that's going to become become spoiled. That's a loss. But to go buy new merchandise because you want to make more money, that's not a davar avod. Fine. I don't remember saying, no, I'm a vaza schol amayid. How about she yesh beyond the Torah masim time? I'm a vaza schol amayid. Even if you have Torah masim time, ain't like chelek leilam haba. You don't have a chelek leilam haba. I'm a vaza. Right, and what does it mean of a vaza? Haino she'ena mechavda b'maychel b'mishto u'b'ksus. You don't, not with food, drink, and clothing. V'lachein kol adam chayv lechavda kifi koycha. You have to be mechavda chol hamoed kifi koycha. V'lubish begadim mechubadim. You have to wear nice clothing, which is very sad to see because many people wear their regular weekday clothing. It's terrible. I mean, I don't wear a tie on chol hamoed, but I try not to wear a tie even on Shabbos. That's my justification. But I'm saying you see people wearing regular weekday clothing on chol hamoed. It's terrible. You have to wear, but you don't have to wear Shabbos clothing. You have to wear nicer clothing than the norm. Fine. Gimel, melechas davar avod, yochel lasis gam yidei Yisrael acha. A davar avod, you could even have another yid do it for you. It doesn't have to only be you. Afilu b'schar, even if you're paying him. Amash, ain't a davar avod, but something that's not davar avod, elishu l'tzarech hamayid, if it's a tzarech hamayid, ain't lasis gam yidei Yisrael acha. That you shouldn't do through another yid. b'schar for money, ela yidei akum, then use a goy. Right? Ve'im eino, you might say akum, if you can't find a goy, v'gam ba'atma eino yachal, says you yourself can't do it either, motor afilo yidei yisol b'schar, then you could pay another yid. But so basically what he's saying is that if it's a davar avad, you could pay another yid to take care of it for you. If it's not a davar avad, it's a tzarich yomtiv, then you should not pay another yid for you. Better to get a guy. Either do it yourself or get a guy. Dalit hotem or to lasis davar avad. This is what to do. Zadafkim loy haya efshel lasis kaidem yomtiv. That's only if you weren't able to take care of it before yomtiv. Havalim haya efshel lasis kaidem yomtiv. But if it would be possible, if you do it before Yom Tov, and you left the Chalamayir, also lasayis of Chalamayir, then you're not allowed to do it on Chalamayir, because you have to be proactive and you have to be responsible. If you were not responsible, and then all of a sudden it becomes a problem Chalamayir, then you have a problem. Then, of course, you get into the whole tumult here with, are you mechuyev to take off sick days from your work? Are you not mechuyev to? All those, you have all those shilas. Seems like the Paiskim say that you're not mechuyev to take a sick day off from work. Fine. Hey, kol malachas asuras lasayis b'chalamayir. Any malacha that's also do on chalamayir, yesh kan yisrael she'en le malach al karoy. Let's say you have a yid who has no food to eat properly. L'chalamayir v'yamtif, v'chalamayir v'yamtif, mutal lasayisan. Al yoda, you could do it with him. Kedei she'yid le malaycha. That he shouldn't have what to eat. U'mikom hakam yasa b'tzina, he should do it in Betzina private, and you're not allowed to have a guy do malacha for you. Meaning, stam you can't. Meaning, this is talking about if you can't just ask guy to do your laundry. Common question, right? Even if it's your if it's the day that the cleaning lady comes there and she's going to do the laundry all by herself, no, you have to tell her to stop. Achle tzorich mitzvah mutter, but if it's a tzorich mitzvah, then you're allowed to. Even malachas are a mutter, you're not allowed to do it for a guy. So that can come up. If you have a guy in your house and the guy says, oh, can you heat me up some water? You're not allowed. You're not allowed to on Chalamayit. Certainly not on Yom Tov. Okay.
Stop the recording.
Stop there.